You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. If you're a longtime San Franciscan, you've probably heard of the legendary San Francisco Mime Troupe. They've been performing free satirical theater in Bay Area parks for 50 years, and they also run a youth program. This year is the 20th anniversary of that program. To celebrate, they're putting on a youth arts festival all weekend featuring original works by the young people. Lisa Horry-Garcia and Ellen Callis with the Mime Troupe Collective talked with KALW's Jen Chien about how the teenagers adapt the troupe's method of political theater.
So the Mime Troupe itself is almost 60. It's coming up on its 60th anniversary, and the Youth Theater Project is turning 20 this year. Ellen, could you tell me more about how the Youth Theater Project came to be and what its relation is to the Mime Troupe's mission?
Absolutely. It came to be, it was brought to us by a man named Joel Schechter, who was head of the theater department at San Francisco State, and he had found out about a Rockefeller grant. He had this idea that we, the Mime Troupe, would collaborate with local neighborhood groups and San Francisco State to create a youth theater program, of which there weren't that many, if any, at the time. And so initially what we did is we started with four teaching teams. The lead teacher would be a mime trooper. The assistant teachers were students from San Francisco State Theater Department. And then we would partner with different neighborhood organizations.
So the Mime Troupe runs as a collective, group decision-making. So how did the Mime Troupe decide that a youth theater project was something that needed to happen?
Well, for one thing, it was already, you know, ever since Prop 13, you know, the arts have been kind of removed from the schools. And our method of delivering political engagement and activism is through art.
So what does the program look like now?
We're still working the two-group model. We've got a group that comes in Monday and Wednesday and another one Tuesday, Thursday.
And this is after school?
Mm-hmm. After school from 4:15 to 7:15.
Mm-hmm. That's serious.
They meet for 3 hours. We also offer them a half-hour dinner break, which is really great for us to give an opportunity for roundtable discussion, have them connect with each other around what does food do, bringing people together.
And there's literally a big round table at the Mime Troupe, right? I've been in that kitchen.
Yeah. Literally.
Yes, that's wonderful.
But the program currently is 3 months long, so we have a 14-week session with our students, which is great. Originally was 8 weeks. We've been adding weeks slowly to the program. We're currently at 14. And every year we create an original musical play for free in the parks.
This is what the Mime Troupe is known and loved for.
What we do. And we come together as a collective around that same round table in our kitchen, and we have to have these same discussions, like what's going on for us personally? What are we feeling, you know, if we take the temperature, like where are the winds blowing, and what do we see as some issues that we want to address, like that feel that in the here and in the now?
I'm speaking with Lisa Horry-Garcia and Ellen Callis from the San Francisco Mime Troupe Youth Theater Project. You know what they say about the students sometimes teaching the teacher more than the teacher teaches them. So as a performer yourself and an activist yourself, what do you get out of working with young people?
Yeah, San Francisco youth, Bay Area youth are really exceptional in a lot of ways. They just get to be exposed to so much, and the deep, rich history of what the Bay Area and San Francisco is, that kind of...
And what they accept.
Yeah.
Is normal.
Yes.
You know.
What do you mean by that?
Well, various sexualities. You know, that's just not, it's a no-brainer. Uh-huh. You know, when I was growing up, it's like when people would call people derogative names just in jest, which nobody even knew what they were talking about, I think, in those days. You know, but now, you know, there's a very active gay, lesbian, transgender, people of color movement in the high schools that own it. They own it. The other thing I wanted to say, too, which is what I'm always reminded of, is the fun of just playing. You know, and that's why I always say to them, you know, when they get too serious, hey, that's why they call it a play. Yeah, just the idea that they can play, because oftentimes they're home taking care of their siblings, or they have to get another job, or, you know, they're having to grow up and be responsible much quicker than they might have been elsewhere. And so the opportunity that they can come and leave all that stuff at the door and just be silly and play improv games and, you know, squawk like a chicken or make faces or create these outlandish characters that maybe are, you know, remind them of people they know, and it's a catharsis. But whatever, they get to play. And through that play and that camaraderie, you know, it's really important as part of your development and your release.
And the more that we can infuse that kind of joy mm-hmm. into whatever our workplace is, to just be like, you know, I'm having fun right now, and right. I get to play with you in whatever yeah. setting. Yeah.
And plus, I've never met a person that yeah. that doesn't love to make somebody else laugh. You know, that's just it. You know, anytime somebody laughs, there's something that biochemical that happens in that actor.
That's,
you know,
good
just,
stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's mm-hmm. great. You know, all around, it's just really. It just feeds the positive force. You know, it's a combatant. It's like an antitoxic, you know.
To all of the
absolutely.
Things that could make you, that could bring you down.
Yeah.
Happening to
yeah. You. Well, you know, we live in a world out of balance right now. So whatever we can do to kind of, like Superman, you know, put it back on its axis.
Can you tell me just a little bit about the plays? There are two plays this session that the youth have written. What are they about?
Well, my group. Aptly named Group One, because we're so creative. Just happens to be the one that meets the first day of the week. So we're Monday, Wednesday. Our show is, this has been really an interesting process this year, because the topics that are primarily being addressed are sexual identity and depression. Things are happening so quickly. I mean, sometimes on my darkest days, we're fighting for the soul of San Francisco. But I feel like that sometimes. And I think that I don't mind new people coming in. The city's always been full of new people. That's part of its interesting part of it. You know, it's diversity. It's always new folks coming in. But I think that when people come in, you acknowledge the people that are already there. And one day, one of my youth said, sometimes I walk down the street and these newcomers look right through me like I'm not even there. And that really struck me. And I thought, that must be really rough growing up at a time when your self-identity and who you are is so important, to feel that you're invisible and then see around you how people are being displaced and then feel even less powerful is pretty formative.
Mm. And here's one way with the Youth Theater Project that they can express that and
absolutely.
Find some way of talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you
for talking with me.
Thank you.